Grand Rising, everyone. Happy Q Day, and welcome to another episode of A Cumin Perspective. I'm your co-host, Kevin.
And I'm old Johnny Boy.
Hey, Johnny Boy, where we discuss and explore the divine masculine, feminine energy and New Earth insights. We want to thank BBS Radio for all of their behind-the-scenes engineering. We wouldn't have a show without them, so we certainly appreciate them very much.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you, BBS. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in.
Okay. And on that note, there will be open lines for this show. To call into the program from outside of the United States, please dial 323-744-4831. 323-744-4831. 323-744-4831. And if you are calling from the United States, please dial 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. And finally, 888-627-6008. Subscribers to our show would be greatly appreciated, although they're really not necessary, but we would appreciate them. And also, John and I would like to thank those of you who have already subscribed to the show. We are very, very grateful for your guys' support. Thank you so much.
All right.
All right.
Great job, Kev.
Well, you know, wow, the United States is getting hit with some major storms right now through the midsection and going up to the northeast. I was just kind of curious, John, anything going on in the neck of your woods? How about your weather?
Well, we're getting it too. Toronto, which is quite south in Canada. In fact, I don't know how many people know this, but Toronto and southern Ontario, it hangs south, I think, of more than, I think there's four or six states that are actually more north than Toronto is, or southern Ontario. Yeah. Anyway, they're expecting to get minus 50 degrees weather with Celsius, that is, here over the next couple of days. And so that's pretty darn cold. Today here it's minus 18 Celsius, which is about minus 6 or 8 Fahrenheit. Yeah. Anyway, way you read it, when it's got minus in front of it, it's damn cold.
and potentially lethal. I mean, people could lose lives if getting that cold. I always heard if it gets really super cold, like a negative 50, you're talking about, you could only be out in the weather for maybe 2-3 minutes because potentially it could damage your lungs. There's all kinds of things there, right? You know, so.
Oh, yeah. That's the weather where you see people throw their coffee out and it'll freeze in midair or whatever. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Oh, yeah.
And if power failure or something like that happens, you know, you can't be without heat too long without things going wrong, you know, pipes bursting and so on. Yeah. But Kevin, I want to start off before we get into a into the postings. I would like to say that you and I had a conversation last night about one of your projects, which is making playgrounds, and you weren't sure how you're going to go with it going forward. And it dawned on me this morning that you've already made one, and it's a great playground.
Yeah.
And that's this one right here, A Cumin Perspective. I come here to play with you all the time.
And there you go. Yeah, I enjoy hanging on the monkey bars with you, and you know, just. Swinging around.
It just seems to fit, doesn't it?
We're a bunch of kids anyway.
There you go. Yeah, a bunch of monkeys.
That's it.
And also, Kevin, I would like to thank Asha and all the other beings that are involved with the posting of forthepeople.space. They do a great job informing us. And in the absence of Q, however, I really don't think he's absent because I believe he has a great deal of input with For the People. But I would like to thank them. And I hope that they feel we're doing them justice as you and I, you know, review their postings and send their message forward. So I just wanted to give a great shout out and a thanks to them for all of their postings and the information that they share with us.
Yeah, I certainly hope they feel that we're kind of doing a little justice and hopefully we're helping the listeners with what's going on with these postings. They've been quite active. You know, as you know, our show is every 2 weeks and within this last 2 weeks, they've really thrown a lot of articles in there, and I really doubt if we're going to be able to get through all of these articles in this program, because it's really only an hour.
Right.
So, but we're going to do the best we can, and just kind of give you guys the cliff notes of what it's all about. I know a lot of you folks are quite busy doing whatever you need to do, and can't sometimes always jump in the on the for the people.space website and read those articles for yourself. So that's kind of why we're kind of help filling in that gap a little bit, and I hope I hope we are providing that service for you. So
Awesome. Great. Great. Well
anyway,
said.
on that
Well
note,
said, buddy.
let's go ahead and
Okay.
jump right in.
Alrighty.
So the first one we're going to talk about is called The Law That Never Was. And the category is Crimes Against Humanity, Dark to Light. And you see a meme here of a group of Union soldiers fighting on the front lines. The United States flag is being carried, and in front of the soldiers are what looks like sharpened stakes in the ground, and they're leaning towards them. The caption reads, "The first federal income tax was enacted in 1862 as a temporary measure to fund the Civil War, a war they created." Now, they, of course, the deep state, and they imposed an income tax for 12 years during the Civil War. And in 1894 to about 1895, that tax was found to be unconstitutional. There was no federal income tax for 137 years in America as a country. Everything changed in 1913 with the Federal Reserve Act and the 16th Amendment, which is the amendment that kind of covers the income tax,
Wow. And Kevin, a similar situation happened here in Canada also in regards to income tax. The Canadian income tax was first introduced in 1917 as a temporary measure to finance World War I. And I suspect the cabal has carried out similar tactics throughout the world and with other countries as
Oh,
well.
yeah, I'm sure they have. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, John, I mentioned the 16th Amendment, and it was never fully nor properly ever ratified in and the IRS knew this even back in as 1985, recently, 1985.
Yeah.
They even informed their own division heads that it was never ratified. But anyway, it's a they kept on defrauding the American people. So
Right.
it's criminal fraud. It's what it is. It really is.
Sure. Yeah.
And if you search the internet for verification that the 16th Amendment was ratified, it's easy to find many sources assuring the public that, yeah, it was ratified. However, they won't tell you the dirty details of the so-called ratification. Deep state disinformation fact-checking mafia goons, they must have worked overtime since 1913 to scrub these facts,
Yeah, their slave trade is alive and well with each every person that pays income tax for sure. We're basically slaves, and it's the same old playbook time and time again, Kevin. We're all aware of their fact check protocol, for example, and many other systems they use to discredit truths, to mislead and control people, to perpetuate the lies and the narrative that they want to put forward.
Yeah, exactly. There was a book, Benson and Beckman, the 1985 book, and it was titled The Law That Never Was. And they made numerous claims concerning ratification of the amendment. And they claimed that certain states did not ratify nor report having ratified the amendment, and that certain states actually have missing or incomplete records of the ratification procedures or votes, and there is no conclusive record that they ratified the amendment. So,
Yes. Just the criminality just constantly goes on. I'll read from one of the memes actually here, Kevin, in regards to what you're saying. It says here, America sees more and more clearly why President Trump has brought awareness to the court system and the Federal Reserve, exposing their above the law club, applying preferential outcomes based on who's being blackmailed, bought, or simply a swamp creature against the people, rooting for communism and for the Nazi world order. And I guess that's what it all boils down to when they, eliminate your very being just through the tax system. Most people today can't even afford to retire and survive. They sell anything they've accumulated just trying to survive. They sell their homes, all this kind of thing. It's horrible. What's actually happened here over the last 100 years.
And to think, though, in the future, we're going to be all we're going to get that money back is what I'm trying to think of. We've been taken for a loop and told that we had to pay taxes, and but now it's coming to the surface that, again, even with this article, it's showing the people that should have never occurred,
And it
so.
keeps you so suppressed, you don't even have time to try to think or organize or whatever. And that's what they want. They want to keep you in a slumber so that they can keep control of us for many different reasons, as we're aware of.
Yeah, debt slavery thing. Well, further down this article, there is a video embedded, and it's by Brett Pike, and he provided a really good summation, if you will, of what we've been talking about, and we encourage you to listen to it. It's worth listening to. And again, just John and I, we only kind of skim the surface of a lot of these articles. So, if you so desired, it would be great if you would go ahead and check out these articles and check out that video as well. You'll get a lot more information from what we provide. But
And like you say, you know,
anyway.
some of these postings are quite lengthy, and we're really skimming over them. So there's a lot of information here, and the best way to get it is really to go to the site and review it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's move on. Let's go to the next one. Titanic tax treason. And it's kind of we're continuing the theme here, if you will, with tax. The category is crimes against humanity. The military is the only way. Why did they call it a tax? And I'm going to look it up, and the meaning of tax is basically imposing a heavy demand, requiring an unreasonable amount of physical and mental effort. Well, in this article, the first meme that we see is the Titanic cruise ship at sea. The picture is the following inscription: "The Titanic, carrying 2,240 living souls, was purposefully torpedoed to the bottom of the sea, taking with it three powerful millionaires resisting the creation of the Federal Reserve. 1,500 people died and many more traumatized by this prank to ensure the theft and downfall of humanity through crushing irreparable debt." And these are the Jesuit monsters behind the Federal Reserve and income taxes.
Could you imagine? And there to get three, they didn't give a damn if all 2,240 would have perished. It doesn't matter, these creatures, these inhuman whatever they are, and this just proves yet again how soulless these creatures truly are, Kev. Human life forms are absolutely meaningless to these creatures, other than for control and loose energy. All the devastation we witness around us, the homeless, the poor, the sick, and so on, is a result of these evil creatures. Just
Oh,
devastating.
yeah, and it is. They kill thousands and thousands of people just to get rid of three. That's just insane, isn't it? It's hard to even fathom that, the evilness of that. And they kind of did the same thing with the Twin Towers, right? They killed thousands of people, just to stop an event from occurring, so
Well, they're soulless. They're absolutely, it's hard. You can't even describe it. Oh, look at COVID-19, the amount of deaths that have happened because of that scam, and will continue to happen for some time now.
And preparing for this show, John, I was going to print this article out, but man, it was 43 pages long. This is a long article, guys.
Yep,
It
it
is.
is.
And so obviously I didn't print it out, but it re represents how much information is in this article. So John and I, to bottom line this, it's basically telling us, and through cue posts, as far as when you look at this article, there's a lot of cue posts here of how our tax dollars were used illegally for approximately 112 years, to carry out their Nazi world order stuff. So I just wanted to hit some of the highlights, John, of some of the ways our tax dollars were used mostly by money laundering. And we could even rotate back and forth naming on some of them,
I'll cover the Planned Parenthood as best I can. A lot of this posting is are referring to the Q posts, and they're a little cryptic, as you know. I'll do my best to kind of convert that into, a conversation, but to, as you say, they give several examples here. I don't know if we'll have time to how much we can cover, but I'll do the
That's right.
Planned Parenthood one anyway.
Okay.
It says, it starts out with saying enslaving people for over 112 years to fund their Nazi world order. And then it goes in to explain the fraudulent ways they've done that. So it starts here. It says, when you can't raise money organically through party donations, you steal it from the American taxpayer and give it back to yourself in the form of campaign contributions. And it says Planned Parenthood was provided $1.5 billion in taxpayer funding over a 3-year period, and they spent 30 million that was disclosed, but they say here it estimates really around 65 million in taxpayer subsidies to influence the outcome of the 2018 midterm elections. And then it says, as Q posts do, they ask questions a lot. Should it be legal for a taxpayer-funded organization to donate massive amounts of money to the Democratic Party in an effort to sway the election? Well, we know the answer to that. And your hard-earned tax dollars at work, it says here. And then it goes on to say, and this one's kind of a little hard to understand, but the gist of it is the Supreme Court ruling with Harris versus McCrae claimed that taxpayer-funded abortions should be a constitutional right. Well, imagine. I mean, that speaks for itself. And then it says here, Planned Parenthood, most if not all of that taxpayers' money given to Planned Parenthood does not go toward abortions. Abortions pay for themselves when they sell the baby, the body parts, and the blood. It's so criminal, isn't it? Planned Parenthood was funded as a eugenics organization. Why do the Democrats push to fund Planned Parenthood using taxpayer dollars? Where does the money go? And of course, we know now. And why would Democrats block a bill that stops infanticide, allowing abortions up to a point of birth, and does not provide new restrictions on abortion itself? Well, up to point of birth, there's a lot more to sell, a lot more money to be made, obviously. How is taxpayer-funded Planned Parenthood allowed to donate large sums of taxpayer funds to select members of the Democratic Party? This is about a woman's right to choose, or is this about a woman's right to choose, or something else? It says, well, obviously, it's all about control and money. How many top medical researchers found dead in the last 5 years? Why is this topic relevant now? Why does the US taxpayer subsidize meds for the rest of the world? So it just kind of goes on into different areas of this. And geez, we'll spend the rest of our hour going through all of these examples. But I don't know what you want to do with it from here, Kev, if you'd like to
No,
touch on.
that's good. You did a great job with the Planned Parenthood stuff, and and the U.S. taxpayers were also paying for a lot of scams. This has all been it's all been a scam. I can't believe the Paris Accord. Here's some examples. The Paris Accords. We've been paying for the scams in the Red Cross, foreign aid. We've been paying for all the wars, World War I, World War II. That's a biggie. And we were We were basically funding the very people who's trying to take us down, you know? You think George Soros is paying for Antifa out of his own pocket? No. Taxpayer subsidies, you bet. So, you know, there's slush funds everywhere. And the hole is deep, John. It is. It's deep.
It's the more you learn, it's you know, when the sheep start learning these things, man, it's going to be a lot of information all at once. If you know, hopefully the CBS comes through quickly, and those 10 days that are proposed for that information to flow, man, it's going to be hard on them. So this article is pointing out the fraud, you know, in the United States, and this. I'm sure you're all aware it's likely happening in every country at every level throughout the world. You know, President Trump and his team are exposing it here for the first domino to fall, so to speak, the way I see it, and then
Oh
it'll
yeah,
keep rolling out
absolutely.
around, you know, the world.
You know, and then you have half California estimated in $2 trillion in debt. There's homelessness, population's on the rise, the highest tax rates in the country, undocumented immigrants in California versus the nation, a totally incompetent governor. And then there's Minnesota, which is the same. You know, the U.S. is kind of in a mess right now, and the world is currently in a mess. There's taxes, there's murderers and assassinations, the spies. You got CIA and MI6 and Mossad and the trained assassins, false flags, election. I mean, I can almost go on and on. There's just
Huge,
you got
huge.
satanic rituals, alien invasions, abductions, the Galactic Trade Center is off the planet for selling and buying human body parts. You know, it goes on and on. But the complete picture would put, if everybody knew the complete picture, 99% of Americans would basically be in the hospital.
Yeah, for
You know,
sure, for sure.
we couldn't really handle it all, you know, and maybe that's what the CBS is kind of about. I mean, it's going to be full of a lot of bad stuff, but maybe it'll be kind of trickling and won't hit you super all at once. And that's kind of why it's, from my, I assume they say, what, 10 days of 8 hour programming, three times, you know, it's just going to be a lot of stuff. And
It's true. It's absolutely worse than any nightmare we could ever imagine happening. I'm so thankful, Kevin, for Q and the Alliance for the rescue. You know, I can't even begin to imagine the enormity of what is taking place to free us. You know, what we all
I know.
feel is a long wait is minuscule compared to what is taking place on and off planet. It's just crazy to try to even imagine it.
It is. You know, the things that are going on behind this, it's just unimaginable, I'm sure. You know, the coordination of everything happening, and and when we win, and this is what President Trump says, when we win, the curtain closes on all their corrupt reign, and the sun rises on a bright new future for America. You know, the United States, it has the strongest economy. It has the strongest borders now, the strongest military. It's got the strongest friendships and the strongest spirit of any nation. So,
Absolutely.
yeah.
We're fortunate that at least the U.S. is remain strong, you know. I'll read a paragraph from the Post, Kevin, here. Most are aware of a tiny speck of what President Trump and the White Hat military are up against. Yet the great light within them is erasing all the darkness of this world. Trump really is here on a rescue mission, and no one can lead rescues like this powerful, playful, fearless spirit. Trump is the storm.
He is, you know, you have to admit it, and he's the chosen one, really, with his background in business, and no, he was never sucked into the evilness, and you know, they just can't touch him, you know. It takes a strong spirit, and he's definitely, I feel like, the lion. He's the Aslan, the and he's going to lead us through this. And wow, it's just
Absolutely.
Yeah, the responsibility that he has taken upon himself is just enormous. I just can't believe this. Wow. I'm very grateful for him stepping up like he's doing, you know.
For sure. What a time to be alive, Kevin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, to witness all of this.
And of course, we the people are helping him, and we have got to come up to par and become aware and awake and help President Trump out. So, and that's what we're going to do.
Just raise our spirits, stay high, and we have no idea the power we have, but we have enormous power. And to keep our spirits high and keep that light as bright and high as possible, this extinguishes the dark. Thank
And
you.
we must remain vigilant, remain strong, keep the faith. We have been told it's already happened. God has already won. So it's a movie, and have the popcorn, fly on the wall, observe. It's going to happen, and we are seeing things on the surface happening each and every day. And even the last couple of days, my goodness, a lot of stuff has happened. You
Oh,
know,
for sure.
you just kind of have to take that 40,000 foot view, look down upon everything. What's going on? You know, put all the pieces together, and you can see that things are actually happening and occurring. So,
Absolutely. Well, you look at things that Trump has said at Davos that would never have, no one would have ever have said those things,
oh,
but
no,
he's saying it.
he
And
is.
what JFK Jr. is revealing and saying, things that we've known for a very long time, but no one would confront them or say them. Well, they're saying them to the world. And even Marco Rubio and some of the things he's saying, it's just phenomenal. So it's getting out there. It's changing. We're on the downhill side of this battle for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing.
We better move on.
Yeah, let's move on. Okay. Next article, fatal fluoride category is crimes against humanity, the Great Awakening. We see a meme of an oil refinery, and it's all lit up at night, and the inscription reads, similar to petroleum-based medication and plastics, which is basically petrochemicals, and that's what's used to make 99% of the pharmaceuticals. Fluoride is an industrial waste product, and the deep state repackaged and pushed it as a cure, maiming and killing millions of people who paid wholeheartedly for their demise, brainwashed by mainstream media and dentists who were mind controlled by their professors at medical schools, funded, of course, by the Rockefeller Institutes such as Harvard and Yale, etc., as well as the Rockefeller-funded sellout scientists writing fudged reports claiming toxic industrial poisons are healing. Humans, humans are so
Wow.
innocent, and we're so trusting, John, you know?
For sure. And that's a big thing you're saying there too. And it's through that trust that the innocent people have a hard time imagining that anything's been done wrong. That, oh no, why would they hurt us? Why would so many people be in cahoots with this? And so it's hard for them to understand. But I would like to tell a little story, Kevin. I know we don't have a whole lot of time to waste, but in
Go for
regards
it.
to this post here, and that is in my work experience, I spent a lot of time in retail pharmacy actually. And in 1993, and around that time, there became a mandate here in Canada to eliminate mercury in batteries, and most batteries had to have mercury, all out of them, by 1996, I believe. And I think there was an extension put on hearing aid batteries till 1998. Because of their leaking into, as they decomposed in dump sites or what have you, waste sites, they would leach into the water supply and into the fish and whatever, and get into, of course, our food supply. And of course, that must have affected the Luciferians as well, because they had to get a mandate to get that mercury out of there. And that kind of woke me up there, because that was the beginning of my awakening, actually, is the fact that mercury had to be removed from batteries, but it was okay to stay in injections of all sorts of vaccines or flu injections, whatever. And it could be in your teeth, 2 inches from your brain. And
Do it. Yeah, dental
every time
fillings, right?
you're chewing, it's yeah, right. Yeah, it's murky amalgam fillings. And yet, as you're chewing, it's wearing. When you go to have your teeth cleaned and polished, it's, you know. So that was okay to be in the human body. And then just here last week, I was listening to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. talk about mercury in the fish and so on, and how it was it pretty much the same conversation that I just had with you, and he kind of underlined it again. So that was when I started to wake up to things weren't right, and that's what started me investigating a lot of wrongs that were going on. And of course, it just exploded from there. And of course, here we are today, finding out, learning more every day. You know, through these posts, for example, the information we're getting. So, yeah, I thought it was quite intriguing when I heard Robert F. Kennedy Jr. talking about the exact same thing that started my awakening. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Now, I can't believe mercury fillings. I remember having them in my teeth. Yeah. And then slowly they decided to replace them with I don't know what it was called, but some sort of a white. Anyway, they took
Porcelain
out
or
the
something.
mercury. But
Right.
anyway.
No, I had quite a struggle getting my dentist to take them out, and reluctantly he did. But you know, he wanted to support them and how good they are, and well, no, they really don't break down, and you know, all the crap that they're fed, they just pass it on down the line, right? So
Well, I'm certainly glad. I'm thankful for Robert F. Kennedy. He's finally has brought that fluoride to the surface, and I think there's legislation to get rid of fluoride in our waters now, and we're recognizing how much poison it is, if for our bodies. So,
Right. And it was all deliberate. It wasn't that we didn't know. This is the Luciferians' playbook and what they do and what they've done. And
And I believe it even affects the pineal gland, right? It's supposed to like calcify. That's what I heard. I'm not sure, but
And these neurotoxins, they get past the blood-brain barrier as well, and the majority of the heavy metals get stored in our brains. So it's hard to believe we can even function, you know, with what we've been exposed to by the time, you know, you reach our ages, you know. But
So in winding up this article, there's also an embedded video by Greg Reese, and he kind of does a summation again of the fluoride, and so it's a good video to listen to as well. So just wanted to pass that on to you listeners, just in case. Okay.
right.
Moving on, John.
Okay.
Minnesota setup. That's the next article.
Right.
Category: military is the only way. Nothing is as it seems. There was a shooting in Minnesota January 7th, 2026. All right.
Kind of sad.
Yeah, this is a more recent in the news article, right? Beam shows a picture of ICE officers surrounded by SUV on a snow-covered street, and then the inscription reads, "What appeared to be a group of Antifa-style agitators just happened to be in a remote neighborhood, all camera-ready, when ICE agents were apparently enticed by the agitator who was partially blocking the road with her large SUV. One main camera-ready bystander, positioned at a very strategic rear-view angle on the street, captured the vehicle speeding away and crashing into another car after shots were fired. Now, what the video did not show was the SUV striking the officer hard before speeding off. Have you ever been struck by an SUV, pedal to the metal, only to watch them speed away? Well, were these ICE agents enticed into what appears to be an elaborate trap?
certainly
Perhaps.
seems to be, doesn't it, Kevin?
Yeah,
And it's
yeah.
like it was rehearsed. Now, maybe the driver of the vehicle didn't know what the outcome was going to be, but bought into their program for sure. You know, it's incredible to me how many deranged people can do the dumbest things and call the victim card. You know, I'm a
Yes.
victim, I'm a victim, you know.
Yeah.
And if you play with fire, you're going to get burned.
Yeah,
I,
absolutely.
and I blame the media for a lot of this, because the way in which they cover and support this criminal outrageous behavior, it gives radical people a false sense of security and
Oh, it sure
protection.
does. Yeah, it sure does. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
the ICE agents themselves, they risk their lives day in and day and night, if you will, and they're charged with arresting rapists and drug dealers and child traffickers, fraudsters, violent gang members, and dangerous illegal immigrants to make America safe again for the good citizens who just want peace, and we just want to be happy and have a abundant life, and we just want to feel safe everywhere that we go. And the DHS claim that ICE is facing a 1,300% increase in assaults against them and 8,000% in death threats, all for saving America.
Yeah,
So.
and the ICE folks, they deserve medals, what they're
Oh, sure.
facing every day. And their lives are on the line. They're at war. And my hat's tip of the hat to these
Oh,
folks,
yeah.
these
Yeah.
brave heroes. They're absolute heroes. I'll read a meme here, Kevin,
Yeah.
from the it, where it shows the van slamming into a pole here. And it
Okay.
says, "It's extremely unfortunate and sad that the driver was shot and killed. These types of incidents should never occur. Hitting an officer with an SUV, however, is a criminal offense that requires self-defense and the protection of civilians in the area." They have to respond. They've got a job to do. And this, what more of a threat than a vehicle? This is a huge weapon.
It is. It is. It's a weapon. And it's not the vehicle's fault, right? It's the person behind the vehicle. It's the driver. It's their mental status and how they're using that car as a weapon, which is kind of like the same thing with a gun, guns. It's not the gun actually that
That's right.
it's the person holding that gun and telling that gun what to do.
And a
That's
vehicle, imagine, well, we've
yeah.
already know, we've seen things happen with vehicles. They can take out a large number of people.
Yeah.
In some cases, it's almost like holding an M16.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez.
Nothing is as it seems. It really isn't. These are paid actors, and more than likely paid by George Soros and his foundations, and through money laundering efforts using our money, our taxpayers' money that we were talking about, that we learned about in earlier articles. Now, Laura Ingraham of Fox News asked one of the protesters, and they were yelling, "Shame, shame, shame," at the ICE agents. And Laura asked that protester, "Do you have a job?" And the protester said, "Yeah, I'm getting paid right now." So their main goal, the deep state, is to create civil unrest. They really want to see civil wars, what they want to see,
Oh yeah, for sure.
through setups like this. So they want division in our country, hoping to weaken our defenses that would allow them to control us through submission, so.
Oh yeah. They wanted everything turned upside down, and
Yeah.
constant, just like they've always done, people fighting against one another,
Yeah.
they create the division.
Right.
And I'll read from a meme here, Kevin. It shows the meme shows a group, quite a few people, and it looks like they're having a snowball party. It doesn't look like anyone's afraid of much of anything. Like I said, it looks like a party. And it says under it, "Threats and snowballs were hurled at ICE units after the self-defense shooting. This is a public housing neighborhood. That's a lot of neighbors all feeling the same way about ICE on a cold Wednesday morning in a town clearly needing help removing criminals. Do those look like outraged citizens to you, or actors having fun getting paid to throw snowballs? Look at their
Yeah.
faces. Don't any of these people have jobs, or was that their job?" So again, it's a paid
It is.
operation. most people can see right through the deep state's lack of creative crimery by now, that says here. And absolutely, I agree. I certainly hope most people can. And I think a lot of people are starting to wake up for sure.
You know, there's one thing about being a paid actor. Yeah, and again, they're acting. Where is that line which all of a sudden they find themselves confronted by an ICE agent who might potentially and could kill them? Where is it in there? What are they thinking? You know, hey, I'm just a paid actor. Why don't they just stop doing what they're doing and leave, you know, drop because they know they're in personal harm. I don't understand why they keep on going. I mean, there's no amount of money that would me personally would put myself in such a situation as to which I will be shot and killed. It just
Yeah.
doesn't kind of make sense to me, you know?
Very easily mind controlled, brainwashed. And as we know, there's a lot of NPCs and things out there that are programmed to, you know, to adapt and adopt. And I think that's what we're witnessing here. It's like you say, it goes against all sense. Even your own personal defense mechanism doesn't add up to behave like this, you know. All right, Kev.
All right, moving on. Hey,
Okie doke.
Batman. Woo.
I can hear
I can hear it too.
the
I can see the spotlight up in the air. Category is the love of a man. President Trump actually says, "I'm Batman." You see a meme of the caped crusader Batman, who appears to look like Donald Trump, and the caption reads, "The harder they riot, the harder we raid." And that's by El Don. Donaldo Trumpo. I don't know if you've ever followed him, but it's
I
where he
have.
can actually feel like a person, not a president, you know.
I'm
He's
sure it's coming from him, or at least the office, his office. And I follow it regularly. You know, I read somewhere, Kevin, recently too, like within the last year, that Superman was created by the dark for their own perverted entertainment and recognition. You know, the underwear on the outside of the pants, you know, his face is kind of feminine, you know, his powers are actually a mockery of what humans are capable of without restrictions, stuff like that, you know, and that Batman was created by the light to counteract the dark. It looks to me like this meme is putting a huge finger in the face of the dark. That's
Yeah,
what
that
I
kind of
believe, yeah. Yeah.
So Superman was created by the dark, and of course, and Batman was created by the light.
Right, yeah, that's how I believe it to be, yes.
Well, that was an interesting meme. I enjoyed that one.
It was. Now, what's our next one? Memory
Ah,
Lane?
yeah, next one. Memory Lane. Category, a light on history. Soon to be revisited. The article begins and continues throughout with basically Twitter posts and X posts that you see mostly from an account called Wyatt. So a lot of these postings are from ex
Yeah, he
Wyatt.
has good posts. I've been following him for a while. Yeah.
I'm not really familiar with him myself.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
I'm not. No. So we're going down memory lane through some of Wyatt's posts, and we start off with him saying, "Remember when we re-elected Donald Trump and then they inaugurated Joe Biden?" And in another post, he said, "Joe Biden is quite literally the perfect person to represent the left. He's a pervert, he's a criminal, an idiot who thinks he's brilliant, and a congenital liar and has never done a productive thing in his life."
Right. And as we know, Biden was basically a corpse, a sit-in, you know, so the criminals could use their auto pen, you know, to enforce their devastating policies and ideals and anything they wanted to put forth or undo that Trump had done, you know.
And then Wyatt, he wants us to remember about the invasion and to stop calling an invasion. Illegals are being fed. The illegals are being paid. They were being housed. They were even being transported, and the illegals were being prioritized and being given being incentivized. This is an invitation, and this is how far they'll go. They're
Yeah.
treasonous and they're evil.
Right,
So,
right, right.
yeah. It
And
wasn't an invasion, it was an invitation.
right. And a lot of people get confused about immigration, and these are not immigrants. And there's a huge difference between immigration and migration.
Okay, yeah.
Immigration is a system that vets individuals entering into your country, to ensure they will improve and add to your country's well-being and prosperity and whatever. But migration is invasion, and that's it, period.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And then the children. Wyatt Post. Trump was the first in the United States history to acknowledge that children are being sold for sex in the United States, and the first to open an office to form coalitions with a legislative executive order to save America's children. On Biden's second day in office, he rescinded Trump's executive order, and that helped combat child sex trafficking.
Jeez.
And when Trump enacted the DNA testing at the border for adults presenting with children at the southern border, it was found that one-third of those children were being trafficked. And Joe Biden, he stopped the DNA testing. I can't
Oh,
believe it.
I
This.
know, it's just so disgusting. This very action proves to the world exactly what their end game is, Kevin.
It
And
is,
that is, to get access to the children, to carry out their torturous atrocities, for their perverted pleasures and addictions. And the white hats use the word sex and trafficking, to lighten it a little bit, as it, may be easier for the general public to process. But bear in mind, adrenochrome is the prize for these monsters.
Oh yeah,
It's
it is.
absolutely just
That's
horrific and
their kind of end
disgusting.
goal, isn't it? The adrenochrome and wow.
Yeah.
You know how the, I wonder how the surface population, the folks who are still kind of asleep, are going to feel about when they learn about adrenochrome and how it's produced. To me, that's like a disassociation kind of thing. That's something where it's so hard to understand and accept that sometimes the mind can't comprehend that, right? And you have a
Yeah.
cognitive dissociation situation there. I don't know.
Right.
This is
Yeah, for
horrible.
sure. And on top of that, the people that they thought were wonderful, great people that are involved in not just consuming adrenochrome, but extracting it. And
Yeah,
that
that's.
horrific scene and thought, whether you witness it in a video or just imagine it in your mind, it's going to be extremely difficult.
Yeah, there's a lot of beloved Hollywood actors out there that, who were responsible for a lot of the child trafficking and the sex abuse, and just that again is going to be another type of information that
Right.
it's going to be hard for them to understand and
And
accept.
even people like Hillary Clinton, which pe a lot of people out there still think she's such a wonderful lady and whatever, and was no lady, like the creature. Now, the dark web, frazzle drip. I went on that, Kevin, and I started to witness one of her episodes with a young girl, and I'll tell you about. I had to turn it off, and it bothered me for months, and I never watched it all the way through, just a smidgen, but it's terrible,
Again,
Kevin.
like that other article, if 99% of the American people found out really what was going on, we'd all be in the hospital because we couldn't really handle all that information and evil stuff. So,
You
wow.
are correct, my friend.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Next article, A Powerful New World of Light. Category is the light. Military is the only way. Peace is the prize. As more dark forces surrender each day is a subcategory. And we see a meme of President Trump sitting behind the Resolute desk with the United States flags on each side of him as he's looking straight at us with his fingers interlocked on the desk. And directly behind and above him on the wall is a carbon freeze of Maduro. Not unlike the carbon freeze, remember, in Star Wars, Han Solo, when he was captured by the dark forces and placed in that carbon freeze situation, you know. Now, the inscription reads, military operations inside of Venezuela retrieving Maduro, who surrendered peacefully after making a deal with Trump, have very dark hat military and bad guy around the world shaking in their boots, you know?
Yeah, imagine the information he has and, you know, how that's going to spin things around. And they're going to need a lot of carbon freezes by the time this is through, Kevin.
Yeah, they are. I wonder if he's got wall space. More, he's going to need more wall space. Yeah.
Bury them as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, right.
You know, we're seeing the beginning of the freeing of the oppression of the Americas, for sure, Kevin. You know, I suspect we will witness a rapid change in many Western countries moving forward. You know, I, for one, will truly celebrate, you know, when the Americas are one again, as we were when Source created this divine place, you know, and on this earth. So, and I know that's their target. And we all know that that's, as you were said earlier, about the three, I think it was our last show.
Yeah.
About the proposed three territories, basically, of Earth. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, John. Yeah. Yeah. And now, of course, Mexico, they're terrified. They saw what happened to Maduro. So now they're all kind of terrified. And the information with all the dirt on who's involved in corruption behind the scenes and the most top secret hidden bad guys are now naked and completely exposed with this new technology. You know, everyone is opting for making deals with Trump and the White Hats, and they're turning over more evidence betraying diabolical leaders. You know, the White Hat military will even know when they are lying, you know, so there's no escaping that, right?
Yes, the technology is fantastic. I'll read a paragraph here, Kevin, from the posting. It says that United States Space Force, with their secret programs and secret soldiers, had been unleashed, catching the bad guys completely off guard. Those soldiers use sound wave technology, energy, weapons, and higher technology, transforming special forces into a lethal army of Neos from the Matrix movies, obliterating bad guys with surprise attacks and unfathomable moves. They're bulletproof with a bullseye aim. The dark have no recourse whatsoever for this technology. There's absolutely no fighting with light and sound technology connected with source energy and the United States Space Force that is saving the world from the dark. That's an incredible paragraph and statement. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So, and once the dark forces are even eliminated, this world will be reformatted closer to its origins. And even if people resist in the beginning due to the pre-programming from the globalists, the peace, the prosperity, and freedom of this world of light will bring a deeper awareness of spirit and awakening consciousness and more insight into who President Trump, Q, and the sun actually are. So most importantly, the people will know that the true nature of their own spirit, that's important. Freedom from personal power that has been kept from the light and trapped on this prison planet for hundreds of thousands of years. You know?
Wow, Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah.
So much there, you know. What a tremendous world in existence this will be. You know, we will all realize why our mission had to unfold this way. You know, while we were captured in this reincarnation cycle for thousands of years, awaiting the now, you know, present cycle for freedom and victory over the dark. What a time to be alive, buddy.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Incredible. Incredible.
Yeah. So there was a lot of information in this article, and again, there's even more transcripts from Cat is the Sea. You can see her on anonup.com, and there's even some information from Q the Storm Rider on Patreon. And again, you can catch him on News 17 channel on Patreon. And in particular, I really enjoy looking at the map of the divided tripolar world. There's a meme further down in this article, and you can see the map of the tripolar world, which is going to be America, Russia, and then China, India, Arabia, and all in these divisions. So, yeah.
And they've made all these divisions all the way, the dark rather throughout our countries and even right down into your state and the counties. It's all this division, that they've created. That's crazy. And here, as I said earlier, creation made the Americas, for example, all one, all the way from the south to the north to the south, so yeah, it'll be nice to see it back the way that creation meant it to be.
Yeah, it will be. It'll be a lot easier for I think once the divisions occur, then it'll be a lot easier for people to govern themselves, right? And there really won't be, I feel there really won't be very much meddling by the big government. It's all going to be brought down to a township, village type council that will make decisions for them, for their community. And I think it must have to there has to be three divisions in order for that to really work better. So
Well,
yeah.
again, it's this all this government and control that's not supposed to be there. So
Right.
I can see the end game for sure. Do you want to try
Yeah.
to cover one more, Kevin? It's just a short one.
I'm looking. I think we have like less than 3 minutes. I think I'm gonna go ahead and maybe call it a show. I because I really don't think we'd do justice with the next article we'll cover is called Tides Are Turning.
I think
That's
that's
going
just a short one, Kev.
it is. All right, well, I can cover it. Let's go
Yeah,
ahead and
let's
we'll
just go
try
to
it.
that one and
Push,
we'll.
push. Category, all possibilities. It's biblical. All right. And we see a meme of what appears to be a beautiful, illuminated, and sparkly beach with calm waves flowing in and above is the almost exact mirror image of below. And but we also see a quarter moon shining among the stars. And the caption reads, "Good things are coming." All right.
And it says here, all possibilities are biblical. So as I see it, we are on the downhill side of this battle, and the reward ahead will be amazing for all of us, Kevin.
Yeah, it will. And when I looked at that meme, that reminded me of the 1997 movie Contact. Remember with Jodie
It
Foster?
does.
And that part where she got in that machine, it was like time travel. She left and found herself on that beach, and it was all sparkly and magical. And then her father starts walking towards him, and it was such a beautiful moment there. And that's
That's
kind
what hit my mind too, Kevin. And
of, yeah.
I wonder if that's what they were kind of thinking when they post this. It definitely seems that way.
Right. Yeah.
Well, okay, Don.
So, well, one thing, John, I wanted to mention, I think that now more than ever, it's important that we continue to do our commands and the ones that Q has taught us, especially the foundational commands, which are head to heart and the command to remove anything that's not authentically me and to increase our life force energy, among others. But we went ahead and posted those basic commands on our webpage, A Human Perspective. And it's located just above the archive title, and it's in a PDF format, so people could print it off for themselves, especially if you're kind of new to Q and the commands and things like that, and just kind of follow the instructions that's on that document. So anyway,
Right
John,
on.
I feel like we had another great show.
Yes, absolutely, Kevin. Boy, we got a lot covered, a lot more than I thought we were going to get covered.
Oh, yeah, we did, yeah. And So what? The next one we'll talk about is called Once Sacred. That'll probably be where we pick up, and that's a good one to cover too. That's a very high energy. I like that article
That
anyway.
is, it's a lengthy one as well, and it's informative. And again, it speaks about how the dark has twisted something good to, and taken it over for themselves. And so I'll straighten that thought of theirs out when we reveal what this posting had to say. And also, Kevin, I noticed today there's I think three new postings. So it looks like we might have another busy time on our next show.
All right.
But we might even, so for the
I could.
information for our listeners, we may shorten them up even more. So I encourage them all the more to go to these posts and review them for themselves so that they're getting the full picture and the full message that that these postings are trying to put forward.
All right. Well, that about wraps it up for John and myself. And John and I will see you all again in 2 weeks on Acumen Perspective.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, everyone, for tuning in. And thank you for those who listen to our recordings. It's greatly appreciated. And I'm glad you find value in what Kevin and I are providing. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Peace out, everybody.